Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are, or you wouldn't be here. So let's get on with the show. Here's Brad.
Hello, everyone. Round 11 in the bank for the NBL. Round 8 in the bank for the WNBL. It's been an amazing week of basketball. And I say week because it's been going that long. Yep. We are primed, botoned. How are you, my friend?
See, there you go. You get my name right, and then you go, my friend. Like, you keep talking in an accent as though botoned requires an accent.
All right. It's okay. Hello, botoned. Mate. All right. How's it going?
Yeah, good on you, Bradley. Yeah. Let's get into it. The WNBL. Gee, there's three that have separated themselves, haven't they? Townsville, Perth, and Bendigo. Those three, you can lock them in. It. Everyone else is playing for fourth.
Unbelievable. And right now, oh, geez, how do you write any of those two, three teams off? You just want to come first, so then you don't have to worry about second or third, because then those two will play each other. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, that would be some amazing. So let's just go through it quickly. Bendy had a win. Perth had wins. Townsville, the big three, as you just said. Yep. Caps got a good win over Geelong. And then Southside beating Bendigo too. That was an interesting one. My mistake, and let's go that again. Bendigo beating Southside, because the scoring was wrong on my computer here, but now I do reckon I'm looking it up 75-67. So Bendigo really, like you said, all three teams getting it done.
Izzy Borlase getting it done in that game, Kelsey Griffin, the usual. You know, they're doing, you've got to give Bendigo credit, because Mariana Tolo now stepping out of the team due to pregnancy. That changes the look. That's sort of like Loch Ness without the monster anymore. So for the fact that they're still winning and winning well says volumes for Kennedy Kiriyama and his group.
I think it will make them struggle in the long run. I think it will be a Townsville Perth grand final bar anything astronomical. I think Tolo's just too big of a loss. Yes. Like, don't get me wrong, loving Izzy, loving Kelsey, you know, like these girls can play. But you can't take a Tolo out of the team and go, we'll be fine.
No, and Kelsey Rees, who's a rookie, is doing very, very well. Yes. Extremely well for a rookie, but she will have some rookie games, whereas Mariana Tolo wouldn't have.
No, that's right. I mean, what's going to be for – and when I was saying Kelsey before, I did mean Kelsey Griffin, but now we're talking Kelsey Rees. What this will do will be phenomenal for her in years to come.
Yeah.
That's where – because you're playing – you're playing with a really good team, so that's great. And, you know, you've got some experience around you. She'll blossom out of this, I reckon, in a few – I don't even want to say a few seasons. Don't know how long it will take. That's – everyone does it differently. But, yeah, that'll be really big for her.
Yep, no question. She was really good against Geelong. Really good.
I completely agree. Now, Perth, another huge crowd. Alex Cibitano doing what she does. Amy Atwell was phenomenal. Annalie Maley, 19 rebounds. And, of course, Hanzu, like this. She's I don't know who's going to beat this team, buddy.
Oh, well, we'll find out this week because we've got Townsville-Perth this week. So we'll get to that in a minute. But that'll be the game of the round.
100%.
But, yeah, this is a team now that is looking very, very hard to beat. They've got all the – the thing they don't do, though, Brad, is they don't consistently play good defense. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to win a championship, it's got to come from that. Now, I saw Alex Cibitano.
I don't know with this team, because I reckon they can actually just outscore teams, even in grand finals, but I could be wrong.
No, what I was about to say, though, was that now they can gamble. They can afford to gamble defensively because you've got Hanju waiting for anyone that gets to the hoop. So we might see an improvement in that area too. So, yeah, it's going to – but then I'm looking at Townsville. Geez, they're playing good ball. If you can bring imports off the bench, one of whom was an award winner last season, Lauren Cox, you're bringing them off the bench, you're sailing along pretty nicely.
8-10 with 5 blocks in 20 minutes, Lauren Cox. Mm. Let's just talk about their opposition. Whoa. Sydney Flames. Now, obviously, Lauren Nicholson doesn't go on the road with them, which is a big out for them. Obviously, we haven't spoken. Coach gone. Yeah. Right? So, you know, that's massive. Renee Garlop steps up, right move, got no arguments with that. I think that she's – there was talk that maybe she wasn't experienced enough, which I quite thought was shocked me, because I'm thinking NBL one, been assistant for ages and has coached an Australian junior team. So I certainly have no issue with it.
No. I think she'd done her apprenticeship. She's ready to go, and we'll see what happens over the next season or two seasons or three seasons with Renee.
What an initiation, though.
Yeah.
Townsville in Townsville, 31-15 first quarter, 26-13 second quarter. Oh my God!
Yeah,
you know, can
yeah.
you can you 57-28 at halftime? Wow. Yeah.
You go into the change room, you're thinking, what am I going to say to this team? But why did I take this on?
Do you need a new coach?
Yeah. But I mean, they're a good team.
Geelong are disappointing me a little bit. I thought they'd be better.
Well, they're 3-8. Now, bear in mind, they've lost two games in overtime and two games by a point.
Yeah.
So that changes your record from 3-8 to 7-4. You know, so I think they've been a little bit unlucky. Bear in mind, they've started the season with injuries to one of their imports in the first game, in the first few minutes of the first game.
That's right.
Shyla Hill was out. So they're in the process now of integrating Shyla back into the group. And then when they get, they've still got Peely to come back in as well, which again will improve but also unsettle. So I'm an okay place with Geelong. I think they're...
You think fine?
Yeah, I think there was a bit of a defensive breakdown that allowed them to get beaten in the last game. Just a moment of undiscipline, and that's all it takes in this league.
Yeah, I don't know if they're falling too far behind. That's what I mean.
All the other teams have only got three wins.
Yeah,
it's
3-6,
3-6, 3-8, 3-8.
Look, they're probably the most likely of the teams not there to go there. I agree with that. But when I look at it, I think to myself, wow, like you're going to fight to get fourth and then you're going to have to go to Townsville or Perth. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it might be twice. Bendigo, but I don't think so is what I'm saying. It's going to be them or one or two. So, okay, why don't you tell me, let's go player of the round first, please.
Well, anytime a player hits a winning shot, as Nicole Munger did for Canberra Caps with a three to win the game by a point in Geelong, that to me always stands out, because that was the best play for me, and also that therefore made her the player of the round for me. Now, I'll swing to you. What was your play and player?
Well, thanks very much. There was my best moment, so obviously. but well, yeah, how can you not?
Well, I mean, a winning shot is a winning
shot. Absolutely. How can you not? But I did go with the player of the round as Amy Atwell. I thought 32 points in six threes with that. You know, she should be buying coffees for life for Hanzu, because that has opened the court up for her. She's now able to get free looks and everything, and just we're just seeing the Amy Atwell that went, you know, last year to the Worlds. That's what, you know, I'm seeing with the way she can shoot the ball. Oh, sorry, when she played for the Opals, I should say.
At the Olympics. Worlds coming up.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, mate. I listened, I read all your articles. I saw that, no question.
I know, I said you were a good player.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go quickly just before we finish. Can you just give me your winners for the rounds? So let's go Caps at home versus Southside.
I'm going with the Caps, but they're both erratic, but I'm going with the Caps.
Yeah, me too at home. Geelong at home to Bendigo.
I'm picking the upset. I'm going Geelong.
Oh, I was going to do that as well. I just think that Tolo's too big of a loss. Flames.
Well, hang on a second. Geez. I mean, they just played them last round. Bendigo flogged them.
You know, yeah, no, I got no problems with that. I'm saying that's the honeymoon period of Tolo.
Right, gotcha.
That's my theory on that. I don't know. I think the Flames could upset Adelaide, but I'm not 100% sure on that one. I'm not feeling confident.
I'm going the other way. I think you're right that Sydney is due for a big game after quite a few bad ones, but I think Adelaide.
So my theory of this is Renee gets back. It's now my time. I'm going to kick ass. I'm going to tell you guys, and they get Loz Nicholson back. Probably. I'm basing it on Loz playing.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. No, I'm still going for an Adelaide upset.
Okay, well, pick this body. Townsville at home versus Perth. I'm just going Townsville for home. That's it.
All right. Well, because a lot of teams have lost at home, I'm going to go Perth. Why not? Because I mean, there's not much between them, and I think I do like Perth.
I reckon
for this
there's
one.
a chance one of us will be right. Southside, Southside at home versus Geelong.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say this is Geelong's weekend for turning it around. I'll go for the Venom.
I'll go with you. All right. Well, that's the WNBL. Looking forward to another classy round of girls basketball. Let's move over to the NBL. Oh, God, it started last Wednesday. What a round. I mean, my goodness. We're going to do what we did before. I'm going to get my top six at the moment, but we're going to talk about your top six in order. But I'm just going to say Melbourne, Adelaide, Southeast Perth, Sydney, and Welcome New Zealand. Who you got?
I've got almost identical Melbourne, Adelaide, Southeast Melbourne, Perth, which I think is the four. I think they will be the four.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I've got Tasmania and New Zealand. I still think Tasmania, there's an asterisk there. They have to keep Magne healthy. They can drop one or two other players, but Magne has to stay healthy.
All right.
And if he does, I like him.
Let's stay there because really I want to talk about that fifth, sixth spot. Okay. So let's talk Tasmania, New Zealand, as you said. Now, for me, I don't have Tasmania in there. I've got Sydney. I'm going Sydney because I think
they've lost three times to Tasmania.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm going Sydney because I just think the other teams aren't as talented as them. That's where my theory is coming from. Not with a whole lot of confidence, but
you're
I think
Matthew Dellavedova back in,
correct,
back in.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah, I just think New Zealand, no problems. Tasmania, I just can't trust them. I just don't know. There's just not enough.
Well, that's why I've got the asterisk, isn't it?
Yeah, just that New Zealand game was like, ooh, okay, that's not.
Yeah, but New Zealand's coming. Early in the season, after I watched them in the preseason, I was actually a bit high on them, and I was very disappointed when they dropped their opening home game. I think it was to Brisbane, and I sort of thought, oh, geez, maybe I got that wrong. But there is a lot of talent there. The key to it is not Parker Jackson Cartwright.
No.
It's the other two. It's Isaiah Brockington and Rob Baker. If they
Baker's
play well,
the one.
Yeah.
Baker is the one for me because I think Brockington's been up and down and he's had some okay games.
Yeah.
I mean, there was talk Baker's going home, right? So, that to me, he's the one that I'm like, you're making the whole difference, mate. It's you because you're hitting the threes. You're doing what's needed to be done. He's been the change for me.
Yeah. Now, Sam Meninga, he's had a couple of flat ones, but he's been really good this season.
Oh, he's been great.
And then you've got Karim Lopez. So that's your starting group. It's not real foul. And then you've got some good kids coming off the bench.
Well, let's talk about the bench, right? Isaiah Liatha gone for the season.
Which I'm sorry, but I don't think is a terrible thing. I thought he was getting minutes that he didn't justify.
What I'm getting at, Ty Webster signed.
Yeah.
Now that is a good backup.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a guy that's feisty and is going to get into it. And if his three isn't dropping, which is Isaiah's forte or had been earlier in his career, he'll find other things to do.
Well, Ty Webster had 10 minutes, 5 points, couple of rebounds. Like he will only help them in the long run.
Because they don't drop too badly when you've got to rest PJC. They don't drop too badly with Ty coming in.
Right.
And then you've got Carlin Davison, who's a hell of an athlete. Again, Rob Lowe can fulfill a function, and so can Ruben Tarangi. I don't want them playing major minutes. Don't want them playing major minutes. And if they're playing minor minutes, that's a team with good depth.
All right, let's go.
Let's not forget Bairstow too. He's got Bairstow back
in
the rotation as well.
I like
so
Bairstow.
I'm starting to like New Zealand again.
All right, let's go to the top of the table-ish because, I know you got Melbourne at one, but I just want to talk about Adelaide. They play against a ridiculously bad Brisbane and they just get it done with one eye looking in the west, right?
Yes.
So let's just get that done. Brisbane, I don't know where you're going, and I'm not going there, right? So it's not worth it. So let's just talk. Great win. Move on.
NBL 1 North. That's where they're going.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know if that's good enough for them either. But then you go to Adelaide. Perth. Standing ovation, MVP chance, a beautiful tribute before. Kudos to the Perth fans. They did what they should have done, and it was
absolutely
great.
Could not agree more, Brad. I was holding my breath because there are some knuckleheads everywhere. not just in Western Australia. So I thought, well, you know, I wonder if the knuckleheads will be out in force. And
well,
they
ironically,
were.
There's
was
two
classy.
Of them right here talking
well,
now.
Yeah.
But keep
well,
going.
And but New South Wales,
can I
South
say,
Australia.
You know what I also loved? I love that they booed him at the end of the game on the free throw. Not booing Bryce Cotton, no. They're booing an opposition player that's
absolutely
on a free throw. And I respect that. And even he mentioned it in his post-game interview where he was like, it just felt so weird. I got a cheer. But then I heard the boos, but it was all love. You know, and I thought that was really good.
See, I didn't think it was a bad weekend for Perth. It was a very, very bad loss for
seven,
Perth.
Seven beautiful quarters by Perth, beating Melbourne,
Melbourne
and three fantastic quarters.
Yeah, and then I think, you know, they put the cue on the rack, and you just can't do that at this level. You can't go, you know, you're looking up at the clock, 4.5 minutes to go with 16 up, but this is done and dusted, because you just leave them a window. And then once they start scoring, you tighten up. You're not playing with the freedom that you were.
Can I tell you just a couple of things? Because I looked at this and I went through the stats of the fourth quarter, right? So it was 35-16. We can live with that, 35-16. 11 assists to Adelaide. 2 for Perth. This is just the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, yeah.
11-2, 8-5 rebounding, not too concerned about that. 1 turnover to Adelaide, 4 for Perth in 10 minutes of basketball. And they went like 5 of 13. Adelaide went 11 of 14 from the field.
But let's get back to that one turnover. That happened in that last 4 minutes and 27 seconds when they actually turned the game around. That turnover was in there. It was a Zion Cheatham pass for Isaac White cutting on the baseline.
That's right,
It wasn't a very good pass. Went out, was Perth ball. So even in that run, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't beautiful. But what I liked about it is the defensive work that they did. There was a great block by Cheatham on a dunk. There was a great block by Flynn Cameron. And then the huge one by Isaac Humphries on the David Duke, you know, virtually the second last play of the game, goes down. And then Flynn Cameron,
brilliant.
Absolutely fakes that he's going to give it to Bryce. Everyone's thinking, Bryce the man, yeah, it's going to go to Bryce. He just turns the corner, goes and lays it up. Oh, my God, I jumped out of my seat thinking, brilliant.
Yeah, no, I heard you went to physio after that, so that was great.
Oh, yeah,
I
threw my back out. Yeah.
I thought it was a tremendous – I mean, Flynn Cameron had 8 points in that quarter, played the whole 10 minutes, mind you, and Bryce, the whole 10 minutes of that quarter, had 8 points, did everything that was needed. But I'll tell you, what about that DJ three where he didn't even bring it down? He caught it above his head and shot it.
Oh, yeah, just catch and shoot.
I've never seen that before. That's unbelievable.
I've seen it before, but only at the end of shot clocks where you don't have that extra second.
But it doesn't go in like that.
No, it doesn't. That never looked like missing. It was perfect.
Unbelievable. Great round for Adelaide. That is a huge win for me for Adelaide because two huge wins, but I don't rate the Brisbane.
No. I'm just saying that win is worth two because what it does for their confidence means that they'll get another game that they probably shouldn't have.
That builds culture.
Yes.
You can do all the culture things you want to build. That builds culture when you get away with games like that. And the way the bench jumped up at the end of the game, the assistant coaches, it was like, you know, game 5 grand final stuff. All right, let's move to Melbourne. Are you worried about Melbourne?
A little bit, but I think Shay Illy is such a barometer of that team that when he comes back in, okay. I also think that they were cruising at, 9-0, what it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were people saying they won't lose a game before Christmas.
Yeah.
They've lost 4 since then and won 1. I think it's very hard to maintain at that high level, Brad. Mm. You know that. They're
totally.
Periods in the season where you slump a little bit, and I think 100%. That's where they're at the moment. And Dean's doing his best to undo that, but they got a hell of a big game coming up now this week against Adelaide, who are now in first place in Adelaide. And they're going to cop it from the crowd. The crowd's never been a big fan of Chris Golding in Adelaide, and
haven't noticed. But go on, keep going.
So this is. I actually expect that they'll drop that one as well. So that would then.
Let's just go back to Chris Golding. As you said, he ended an all-time NBL record of 109 straight games to make a three-pointer.
Yep.
That's a pretty amazing. That's a pretty amazing.
Can I ask you a serious question without notice? Did you play 109 games in your career?
Mate, I didn't even shoot 109 threes in my career.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that record is actually longer than of a number of players.
Yeah.
109 well, games is, I think, I mean, is what? What's I think, that, four or five I seasons?
Think, it's in, like, I think I paid about 117 games because I've got 100 a game. But I think the NBL take the records of when you go on the court. So I think they've got me at 99 because there was in my rookie season, there was a lot of times when I just was in and out. Oh, sorry, that I didn't play, which I got to admit, I'm not a fan of. I think if you suit up, it's a game. That's my personal opinion. So in my mind, yes, I played up. It was about 118 or something like that. And I have a beautiful plaque that the Kings gave me for my 100th game, which was really nice.
But that's the point I'm making. I'm not having a crack. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
To go 109 games is a very long period of time to hit a three. And he was crook. You know, we can even cut him a little bit of slack. He was crook that night.
Yes, and he was, and that's where they're talking about the Sunday game now. My question to you is, did Dean Vickerman do the right thing benching him, benching Jesse Edwards and benching Milton Doyle? That was a shock to me.
I don't think benching Chris Gordon was necessarily a bad thing because he was not well in Perth and he still wasn't 100% there.
Tick that and agree with you, yes.
But here's what I would do. I would still bring him off the bench. I'd put him into that DJ Vasiljevic category now. If he's sitting the threes, he's going to kill you, going to come off the bench. I would leave Tanner Krebs as a starter, and I wouldn't have fooled around too much with Jesse Edwards and Milton Doyle because their numbers in Perth didn't stink. They were okay in Perth.
Yeah. Tanner Krebs for a fantastic game in Perth, by the way. That was amazing. What do you have, 25 at half of their 40-something? You know, like but amazing.
Here's the thing. These days, like if you get 25 and a half, and we've seen this with Sam Meninga got 24 and a half and somebody else has had a 20-point half, and then they finish up Angus Glover. He had a 20-plus.
Yeah, 29.
Right. But you know, in the old days, if you had 25 and a half,
you get 60. Go like that.
What happens? I think they go in this change room.
But you know what it is, Boddy? And you know, I've had it as my Rosen Rattler before. It's equal opportunity offense. I don't like it. It's sort of like, well, you've had your bit. Now I can get mine. No. Keep going back to the well. I'm with you. All right. Can you give me your best moment, please?
I think my best moment is it's a toss-up between two because one created the other, and that was Isaac Humphries rejecting David Duke to give Adelaide that last possession. That was a huge – I mean, I don't know that we would have seen that from Isaac a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then but the next play, Flynn Cameron to sort of dribble across the top of the key as though, all right, I'm going to give it to Bryce and then go to the hoop and make that basket. I thought that was such a smart basketball play that it sort of – I'm including that as one sequence. That's my play of the round.
I like that. Well, mine's interesting as well. I'm going to go Bryce Cotton first because I've got a double as well because I couldn't split him. I'm going Bryce Cotton's tribute. That was absolutely amazing. Classic. I just, you know, kudos to Perth Wildcats, the ownership group and everything to do what they, I mean, yes, they should have, but they still had to. And I think that was great. But also the standing ovation, the fact that there was like literally everyone in the whole venue had a Bryce Perth Wildcats singlet, which I thought was hilarious. And just, you know, well done to them. But I can't go against Sam Meninga's dunk over Magne. I don't think it was as good as his FIBA dunk, but I'll tell you what.
Well, the one before against Cairns, he's done a few like that. He likes getting up there. Yeah, right, he's 23, isn't he? He's 23, Brett. Yeah. You had hops like that at 23, didn't you?
Yeah, mate, I used to dunk a biscuit in a tea all the time, mate. I was phenomenal. Yeah. Hey, before we go to your nasty and my rattler, I'm just going to get your winners of the round, right? Starts obviously at Knight Cup. Southeast at home, but they're at Gippsland when I say at home. Yeah. At home versus the Jackies.
That is such a big game because it's so important for Tasmania. But look, they got the monkey off the back, the Phoenix. They beat a quality team in Melbourne. Yeah. And I feel right now they might have some momentum. So I'm going with them.
I'm with you. I'm going Illawarra to beat Brisbane at home because Brisbane are worse. That's all. Yep. Adelaide at home versus Melbourne. Oh, this is mad. This is going to be really tough because you know Melbourne don't play bad all the time. I think I can smell a Melbourne win. I really do.
Well, I hope you do because that way we can differ on one because I think Adelaide, that win, because, you know, late in that game, those guys would have been thinking, we're beaten here. We're beaten. They would have had that feeling. And then it turned. They made it turn. Mike Wells
It'll
did
tell
some
me a lot. It
he
will
did
tell
some
me a
smart
lot
things.
about Adelaide, because all these teams, like, you know, we've gone through teams where it's like, you know, Southeast or even Adelaide sometimes, but Melbourne, oh, you know, this team's humming now. And then they come out and blow a game. Sydney Kings have done it many times, right? They beat, you know, beat Tasmania or whatever. Or no, lose to Tasmania, but after beating an Adelaide or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like,
exactly
wow.
right.
But yeah, I just, it'll tell me a lot.
I'm like an Adelaide. I'm like an Adelaide
Okay.
right now because I mean, Mike Wells, I've been critical of his substitution pattern and will continue to be as long as he's using that many players in the first quarter. But late in the game, in that last run home, he made some really good calls and they won the ball game. And hats off.
Shorten
so
the
I just
rotation.
Like I, yeah, but like I said to you, you know, once you win a game like that where you thought you were prepared, you're almost ready at three-quarter time, 18 down, we've lost this. To win under that circumstance, the confidence that's got
it
to hit
lifts.
your group,
Yeah,
I think
I'm
they
with you.
take Mel. I think
I'm
they
with
take
you. I
Mel.
just, it's just a gut feeling more so because I just don't think Melbourne keep playing like that. But I can be wrong. I can be wrong. I can't see Sydney beating Perth in Perth, not after what Perth have just gone through.
No, Perth is playing well. I mean, as you said, seven great quarters.
I'm going to go for another upset. I don't know if it is, but Cairns at home versus Tassie. I'm saying Tassie wins that.
Well, that's not really an upset, is it?
Well, but is it or isn't it after what Cairns just did to Illawarra? That's my point.
But that was one out of the box. I mean, that was
that's
a
what I
great
mean. Yeah,
performance.
you're right.
I
Fair
mean,
call.
Jack McVeigh's wife, Bethany, she's given birth, so he's not there. So other people lift. I mean, that was a really, really solid performance from Cairns. You were there start to finish.
Drew Andrews, Galloway.
Yep.
I thought they were all great. All right, so you're going Tassie on that one?
Yeah, I think Tasmania has to win that, or they are out of it.
Phoenix at Gippsland versus New Zealand. That's tough.
It is. Oh, gee, that really is. Again, I'm going to favour Phoenix, but I mean, last round, I sort of said that was a danger round for them because Illawarra, Melbourne, there was a chance they would drop both of those and come back to the pack. I mean, they lost one in overtime, unfortunately, for them. I'm going to go with them against New Zealand, but if you go
I
to New
think,
Zealand, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I'm thinking New Zealand because that's their first game, where it's Southeast second. That's what's given me a little bit, but no, I think I'd have to go Phoenix. But, you know, they didn't impress me for three quarters in Illawarra. 58 threes, I didn't think they were playing well. If they don't play with energy, they don't perform to their best.
I remember on the call, people were saying, oh, they've got, you know, 20-odd offensive rebounds, 26 offensive rebounds. Hey, if you're jacking up 58 threes, there's got to
there's
be
a lot of
offensive
rebounds.
To be had. Yeah, so I wasn't taking that as a bad stat.
Well, Sydney Kings fly from Perth all the way over to play Melbourne in Melbourne United at John Cain Arena. My goodness, I don't know how the – I cannot see the Kings not winning one game this weekend. I really think they'll win one. I just don't know bloody which one. But then if I pick Sydney here, I'm losing. I'm saying Melbourne could lose two. I don't know, mate, you know. But I've said Melbourne to beat Adelaide.
They've lost three now. That would be four in Adelaide, five – so I've got to go Melbourne United.
Yeah.
I have to. But I will say this. Sydney's preparation for Perth – that would be where, if you're going to get a Sydney win this weekend, I would expect it to be in Perth because they've had a long time to prepare that. Their game this round was very early. And Gorge, when he's had that time to prepare for a really good opponent, has come up with a tactic or tactics that win. So if they were going to get one, now you're flying from Perth to Melbourne, you're doing things on the plane trying to work that out.
Good call.
I would like them
good call.
More
well,
for that
then,
one.
Then Perth. After beating or playing Sydney the night earlier, a couple of nights earlier, they go up to Brisbane for what should be an easy win.
Yeah, you'd expect so, but you've got to factor in travel. We do forget that Perth and New Zealand come the greatest distances. Oh, Cairns probably too. But
can't see it, buddy. All right, moving on. Give me your nudge nasty.
Look, I'm sorry, but you've got to stop. You've got to talk to somebody. You're involved in this TV broadcast. You've got to stop going to replays while live action is happening. Half the time they realize, oh, geez, live action, we've got to go back to. So you don't even actually get the proper replay of what they were trying to show because you've got to go back to live action. And we're missing things. We're missing baskets. We're missing fouls. We're missing tech fouls.
Yeah.
Like, stay with the live action.
I hear you. It's hard because I sit at home and I watch the games and sometimes I want to see the replays. So it is a fine juggle and I get what you mean. Maybe a little screen in the Maybe a little screen in the corner or something as they're playing replay.
Or the next time it's a dead ball situation and the refs are, you know, checking out on the clock and you've got a few seconds, drop it in there. We won't have forgotten if it happened.
The only thing I will say, and I don't know what the deal is because that's way above my pay grade, is it is the Amy replay. I don't know if there's some type of we've got to. I don't know. You know, for financial reasons that, you know, that could be something. My rattler's the Illawarra Hawks. Guys, it's time to switch on. You know, what you dished up, really, what you dished up against Southeast Melbourne in the fourth was inexcusable. You had too many turnovers for the whole game and too many offensive rebounds. You're just damn lucky QJ had 42 and they got a win in the end, right? But then what they dished up against Cairns, that was disrespectful to the NBL and the league. Because you just cannot, no Jack McVay, no Wardenberg, no Rain Smith, no way should they be winning, right? And, you know, to be in a position where you're coming out of a FIBA break and you're 4-9 back then, you nearly lose on a heartbreaker with Nathan Sobey going to work on the four. You could have been 4-10, 4-11 now. You're lucky you got the 5-9. But Coach Tatum and I am a massive fan. This team needs to get back to we are a small town. F the rest of you. We don't care. We know no one likes us. We're the small town. However you want to do it, like defend the island for Tasmania, whatever situation you've got to do, Illawarra, stop. Get back to being angry because right now you look like you're a massive hangover from a championship team.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. That's it.
Well, we're done. That's it. We're wrapped. Everyone have a fantastic week. I don't know. There's like 75 games on in the next 7 days. It's absolutely fabulous. Botond, you get the last word, my man.
Ciao for now.
I know I just had a crack at Illawarra, but they could get a nice little Christmas present, I hear, mate. Sam Frolling playing 25th of December.
Yeah, well, you won't be there. You'll be running around as the purple elf, won't you?